This is DOE SBIR Talk.
In Tutorial 8, we introduced the proposal preparation checklist and recommended that you download that document and keep it close to your computer while working on your proposal. This tutorial goes into a little more detail and introduces a companion document also found on DOE's website, entitled Instructions for Completing a DOE SBIR STTR Phase 1 Grant Application. This document is more commonly referred to as the Application Guide. Towards the beginning of this document, you will find a summary table, which introduces all of the components of the SBIR or STTR application package. Your application package will be submitted electronically through grants.gov. In the summary table of mandatory and optional forms, you will find confirmation of the format in which documents should be submitted, which documents are optional, and the fields to which documents should be attached. All mandatory and optional forms for electronic submission should be downloaded through grants.gov. As an aside, if you find an inconsistency between the information in the application guide and the funding opportunity announcement, or FOA, always follow the guidelines in the FOA. Also, please let DOE know of the inconsistency so that it can be immediately addressed. You will find that every item in this summary table is discussed within the application guide. When specific forms are mentioned, which by the way are typically highlighted in blue, supplemental information is included in the guide. Simply conduct a keyword search on terms used in the table and you will find the additional information you need. What quickly becomes apparent as you review the application guide is that it will take you time to learn how to effectively use the grants.gov system. Therefore, avoid the frustration that comes with trying to do this at the last minute. After you have submitted your letter of intent, or LOI, one of the first things that you must do is assure that all of your registrations are complete. Follow the instructions regarding how to download the grants.gov submission package that you will find in the same document. As you may have difficulty at this point, keep the help desk number for grants.gov handy. The help desk is staffed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Even though we recommend that you secure a password for grants.gov early, you won't start using this until after you have drafted the project narrative. To bring this discussion to a close, here are a few points to remember. 1. When you submit an SBIR or STTR proposal to DOE, you are submitting an application package through grants.gov. 2. The application package has multiple components, and it is important that you submit all components so that your application is not eliminated during DOE's administrative review process for missing documents. 3. Make use of the document provided by DOE entitled Instructions for Completing a DOE SBIR STTR Phase 1 Grant Application and review the list of components at the beginning of this document so that you are aware of each item that you need to submit. This document strives to answer every question that you may have about how to submit your application package. 4. To avoid frustration, register with grants.gov at least 45 days before the application is due and download the appropriate application package when it becomes available. The application package, by the way, only becomes available once a DOE funding opportunity announcement, or FOA, has been issued. And 5, also with all of registrations, keep a confirmation email indicating you have successfully registered.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.